Give her room, boys, and watch her go. Hey, we leave all our troubles and cares way behind us. I feel like a king when I'm out with her highness. I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk. Yeah, I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Louisiana is now on track to become the first state in the nation to criminalize possession of the pills that are used in more than half of all abortions in the U.S. A bill passed this week will classify the medications as controlled substances. California Governor Gavin Newsom signing legislation that would allow Arizona doctors to temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients there. The NCAA reaching a tentative settlement that would allow athletes at some of the revenue generated in college sports. Here's ABC's Will Reeve.
Student athletes, particularly football players, have been earning money on their name, image, and likeness for a few years now, but that money has come from third-party collectives. This is an NCAA agreement that would cover all sports, and there's still a lot to untangle in this complex web, but it could be a potentially major development.
Thursday, the second busiest airline travel day on record. The TSA says it screened more than 2,887,000 people. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump's name must appear on every state's ballot this November, regardless of the former president's involvement in the January 6th Capitol insurrection. But the name of incumbent President Joe Biden might not make it into the voting booths of one state.
The GOP holds a trifecta in Ohio, control of both houses of the legislature and the governor's mansion. But even Republican Governor Mike DeWine decries partisan attempts to exclude Joe Biden's name from the Ohio ballot.
This is an absurd situation.
He's called the legislature into a special session to address the situation for voters.
It's important that when they go to the vote for president, that Joe Biden be on the ballot as well as Donald Trump.
The Ohio legislature will be gaveled into session next Tuesday to deal with the ballot issue. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Papua New Guinea, a deadly landslide overnight. Australian media reporting more than 100 people are feared dead. That is northwest of the capital is where it happened. Residents say the number killed could be a whole lot higher. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Despite a slight decrease in the projected surplus, Wisconsin's fiscal footing appears sound. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau projects the state will end the 2023-25 biennium with a more than $3.1 billion surplus. That's down slightly from $3.25 billion from January revenue estimates. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has named delegates to this summer's convention in Milwaukee. The list of 41 delegates has some familiar names, like former Governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker, and 2022 candidate for Governor Tim Michels. And the Department of Natural Resources is reminding people to be safe on the water this Memorial Day weekend. Wardens say there were 30 boating fatalities last year and 2 already this early into the season. All but one of those fatalities has involved someone not wearing their life jacket, which is the easiest way to save your life.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 71 will be our high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 72. Scattered showers, thundershowers on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Move slowly to my dresser drawers. Put my blue jeans on. Find my cowboy boots. My button. Down, strap my timepiece on my arm. Grab my billfold, my pocket change. Just mind the soul routine. Then it's out the door and down the street. It's not really me. I still comb my hair the same. Still like the same. Coffee in the morning, it's just food for the brain. I've been numb since our last goodbyes, haven't felt a thing. But now there's pains in my head and pains in my chest. I think I'm losing my hair. I'm half think you didn't care. I still comb my hair the same. Still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank still owns. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. Lights are on, but nobody's home. Since you left, says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, nobody's home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black, Nobody's Home, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour we'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well. Well, apparently hundreds of New Haven area pizza makers visited the U.S. Capitol to declare New Haven, Connecticut as the pizza capital of the United States. Okay, they rallied on the steps of the Capitol and listened as Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro took to the House floor to claim New Haven as the pizza capital of the U.S. Other members of that state's congressional delegation participated in the event, with the New Haven mayor making the trip as well. Well, you know, Washington, D.C. I guess that's what's important. What's the pizza capital of the United States? All right. Well, C-SPAN's still a snoozer, right? Here's Rodney Atkinson watching you.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Some things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you. Yeah.
engine remote control, big screen TV with stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR too, with picture and it's all in view. And if it comes on just a little too late, with his greasy R's he can get it on tape. He's a high-tech redneck.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that middle nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Let him ride round in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys be country. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on. Grow.
outside these county lines, be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys let him drive around in trucks, make him back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, paint it up camo green. Mamas, let your boys. Let your boys be country.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jason Aldean, Let Your Boys Be Country, 921. This in from Riverland Energy Cooperative. At this hour, Riverland Energy Cooperative has an outage affecting members on the Glencoe substation. Crews are currently been dispatched. Again, power failure at the Glencoe substation for customers of Riverland Energy Cooperative this morning. And so Glencoe Township, also Wamondee Township has power outages, also City of Arcadia as well at this hour. So a few folks in the area running on the batteries right now, but Riverland Energy says they have crews being dispatched and they hope to get power restored as soon as possible. Well, if you have a dog, or if you're like us and you have two dogs, traveling can be interesting. Flying, I just couldn't see taking Cookie or Tiffany, especially her, on a flight. Oh, my word. Well, might be able to do that now. Bark Air is launching the first ever airline for the dog. Started by pet company Bark, the airline aims to, quote, revolutionize flying for dogs, unquote, and is launching today. A domestic flight, though, $6,000 a ticket? Oh, sorry, Daphne and Cookie. Nope, that ain't happening. International tickets cost about $8,000 each. Now get this, flights for the rest of May and almost all of June are sold out. Really? At $6,000 a ticket? The company will offer, quote, white paw service, unquote, with earmuffs and treats for the pups. Guess what? At $6,000 a ticket or $8,000 for the first class, I think I can buy a lot of treats for Cookie and Daphne.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan for Tom. It's time for the summer driving season, and it's time to get our vehicles ready, too.
We got the vehicle maintenance package for only $79.95. Includes up to 5 quarts of oil. For that, we change oil, we inspect your brakes, we check the belts, hoses, filter check. Also, we got $70 mail-in rebate on a new set of tires. Ball is only good on your head, it's not good on tires. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. Going to our 51st year, where cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheap in the country.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Summer starts now with Memorial Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances from brands like KitchenAid. And right now, you can double your savings when you spend $2,500 or more. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid through 6/5. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. T-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold, dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's so much going on in this town. Keep me busy, I've been running around, up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching this town and settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house we finally outgrown, 1200 feet we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them, big old yellow bucket's about to break ground while you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like in this town, settling down.
couple babies, raise them upright. Take them to the river, get them baptized. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching up town, putting roots down. Down here on the
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Sam Hunt and Outskirts. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, Pepin County Humane Society holding a golf outing May 31st, a week from today, starting at 5:30 at Rolling Greens. Cost is $50 for golf and dinner per person. Or if you just want dinner, it's $10 per person for dinner only. Call 672-8139. For more information. Well, let's run down today in history for this May 24th. On this date, 1844, Samuel Morse demonstrated the telegraph with what is now known as Morse code. The very first message, "What hath God wrought?" sent from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, Maryland. 1883, New York City's Brooklyn Bridge opened, linking Manhattan and Brooklyn. 1915, Thomas Edison invented the telescribe, which was designed to record telephone conversations. Really? Back in 1915? Wow. 1935, the Cincinnati Reds beat Philadelphia in the first baseball game to be played under the lights. 1974, the final episode of the Dean Martin Show aired. The show had run for 9 years with 264 episodes. 1974, legendary band leader Duke Ellington passed away at the age of 75. 2008, comedian Dick Martin, best known as co-host of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, passed away at the age of 86. Martin co-hosted the variety show with Dan Rowan from 1968 to 1973. In 2008, Daredevil Robbie Knievel successfully jumped 24 semi-trucks with his motorcycle. Thousands of people were on hand to watch as Knievel sped 95 miles an hour off the launch ramp. He soared 200 feet before reaching the landing ramp. Robbie became the second Knievel to make a successful jump at Kings Island, Ohio. His father, Evil, had jumped 14 Greyhound buses there in 1975. Oh, Evil Knievel was all of us, our hero when growing up as a kid. You bet. We had to have our little bikes and do jumps. And then one boy said to another boy, "Hey, your dad has a dirt bike. We should try that. That's a great idea." And that didn't end well for me. 2016, a Pennsylvania judge ordered Bill Cosby to stand trial on accusations of sexual assault. And 2023, singer Tina Turner passed away at the age of 83. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op in the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 10 to 20.06, July up 21 to 20.20, August up 15 to 20.04, September up 14 at 19.80. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower. A lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report and the three-day holiday weekend. Hog markets, meanwhile, are moving mostly mixed. Again, the expectations of lower
consumer demand continues to pressure the prices, have been a little bit of short covering in a few of the contracts. June live cattle still up 30 cents to 183.82, but August feeder cattle down $1.40 to 260.05, and June hogs now steady at 94.52. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn mixed, soybeans higher, wheat is lower. Now, rain fell overnight across most of the western Corn Belt. Rain this morning stretches from northern Missouri through eastern Iowa into Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas. Now, traders are also watching Chinese military drills around Taiwan and the war between Russia and Ukraine. Also, some of the weather issues in Russia and Ukraine as well. They're continuing to watch that. Now, new crop corn down a half to 486. New crop beans now up a quarter to 1216 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July now down 4 1/4 to 693 and 3/4. But Minneapolis wheat, July up 3 1/4 to 747 and a quarter. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy today with high temperatures tapping 70 degrees. Waves of showers and thunderstorms will move through this afternoon and evening, bringing heavy downpours of a half an inch of rainfall, and some could be severe, packing gusty winds and some hail. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 61.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's beautiful.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. On the water heater, dogs barking, phones ringing, one kid's crying, one kid's screaming, and she keeps apologizing. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this. Yeah.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target.
Seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature of an upbringing out a lady like me. Hey, it sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spins on winter, bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Northdale Peace Prize a winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Leanne Womack, and I'll think of a reason later. And good morning, 8 or 9:52. Join Chip Flory for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AgriTalk this afternoon, 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. I remember this growing up in Waukesha, there were reports of kangaroos going through people's backyards. There was even a sign that went up, kangaroo crossing. Well, police in Lufkin, Texas had to be called to an unusual situation when a kangaroo escaped from its owner's home and wandered the neighborhood. I can imagine Brianna, she's a 911 operator in Monroe County, getting that phone call. Monroe County 911, what's your emergency? There's a kangaroo in my backyard. She'd be right away saying, Dad, stop it. Anyway, police shared the call from the resident who spotted the kangaroo hopping in the middle of Fuller Spring Drive. The audio was accompanied by dash cam footage. Police do say the kangaroo was returned to the owner. The owner told police the marsupial went missing after the husband left the gate open. Oh, yeah, blame it on the husband all the time.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer's here, and so are the deals at Target's Hello Summer Sale.
Let's go.
Get ready for perfect patio days with up to 30% off outdoor furniture, rugs, and decor. Banana splits for dinner? Yes, please.
I love it.
Select favorite day ice cream, toppings, and treats are 20% off. and road trip ready summer style is easy to pack with 30% off select swimsuits, tees, and sandals for the whole family. Target's Hello Summer sale ends Monday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet.
Could you, would you, ain't you gonna? If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright.
Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down. Beg you one more time.
Yeah, could you, would you, ain't you gonna? If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright.
Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna? If I ask you, would you...
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And John Michael Montgomery, and Be My Baby Tonight, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikins, and happy National Road Trip Day today. Of course, Americans are anxious to hit the road to kick off the summer driving season. Recent surveys suggest an overwhelming majority prefer driving as the leading choice for reaching their summer destinations. According to the Vacationer, 80% of Americans will take a road trip this summer. Wow. In fact, most are making plans, of course, for this weekend and plan on traveling by car. So whether you're seeking adventure, visiting a family and friends, making a business connection, or you just want to get out and hit the road, well, you can do that today on National Road Trip Day. But remember,
hey, let's be careful out there.
Let's be careful out there as we are out and about for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And don't forget to... on Memorial Day Monday to take a break from your Memorial Day celebrations to remember the men and women who died protecting our freedoms while serving in the military. National and world news from ABC Radio News is coming up.